Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
I'm extremely excited and privileged to be talking with the lady that I've known for a few years, and her name is Diane Pyers. Di has many years of experience as a volunteer with Lions International. So welcome, Diane.
Good morning, Anne, and thank you.
I always start our Reinvent Yourself for Retirement talks by getting a little background on people. So can you please tell us about your background?
Certainly, Anne. Well, I was born in Ipswich, and that's where I met and married my husband. We've been married for 46 years. And when we married, he was in the Air Force as an Air Force pilot, and we got to travel a lot around Australia. And, of course, we were very fortunate to go overseas. I have two adult sons, both married, and between them we have 9 grandchildren. I've been a dental nurse for 35 years and still enjoying what I do. And when the boys were at school, I did a teacher aid course and was able to work at a local primary school for 10 years. Currently, my husband and I, we own an old 46-foot yacht, and I guess in our spare time we get to go sailing as much as possible. That's a little bit about where we have been, Anne, in the short time that I've known you. That's a quick précis of what we do.
Thanks for that. I believe your husband has retired, and are you transitioning to retirement? Is that a good option for you, and how long do you think you'll be able to continue working?
Yes, my husband retired in 2011, and I officially tried to retire in 2012, but I'm still working. Not full-time at the moment, but part-time, but I'm sure I still spend nearly as much time as now as I did then when I was working full-time. But I enjoy this opportunity to keep working, and I'm hoping that I will still be able to continue for the next few years.
Keep your hand in.
Yes, it's always nice to have that option, isn't it?
Yes. How long have you been a member of Lions International? How did your involvement start?
My husband joined Lions in Sydney in 1981, and I got involved then as a Lions lady. This this role as a Lions lady is no longer relevant in our organisation, but that got me involved in Lions and got to work on the club projects with him and his club in Sydney. And then we moved here in 1985 to Townsville, and in 1986 I joined this wonderful organisation as a lioness, and then I went on to become a lion. But currently I have dual membership of both a lion and a lioness club.
Okay, sounds like you're a busy lady. Can you talk about Lions International? What is its purpose, how big it is, and how many different ways can people be involved in the service club?
Certainly, Lions Clubs International was founded in Chicago, USA in 1917 by Melvin Jones. And it is the largest service organisation in the world. There are 1.4 million members in 200 countries worldwide. And it is the only non-government organisation in the United Nations. And to date, we are the only service organisation in China. And it's all getting very exciting because in 2017, we celebrate 100 years of service to the community worldwide. And people can be involved at club level, district level, national level, and, of course, international.
I see. What do you think is the main attraction of being a member of a service club?
I think being a member of a service club gives you the opportunity to meet like-minded people. And with that, we can help the disadvantaged, the disabled, and many other causes in our local community. For example, we've been able to help with natural disasters throughout the world. And our recent bushfires, of course, we're all quite in awe of the damage that's happened there. We're helping our farmers that are caught up in the drought. In our local area, we are providing food for livestock. And more importantly, we also look out for the families and help them in this terrible time that they're going through. But, of course, there's always help out there for anybody that wants to ask, and most Lions clubs can help in whatever way that they see fit.
What is the age of the members of the different clubs, and typically when would they meet?
All right, well, the minimum age is 18 years, but it's open to both male and females. To date, we don't have an upper age limit because I know of some members well into their 80s that are still very active. And there are some 90-plus-year-olds that you see coming along to meetings and perhaps doing little jobs that they can do to help the club. Each club is autonomous, so on an average, they would meet twice a month, have a board meeting on a separate night, and then sometimes they'll have two dinner meetings. Lioness and Leo clubs, who are a project of a Lions club, they'll meet once a month. But, of course, with this new electronic age, we have some great clubs, even here in Townsville, who have a quick lunchtime meeting. They take an hour for their lunch. They do a very quick meeting, and that's becoming very, very, very popular. And, of course, a lot of our clubs now go online, and they just meet online, and they might meet perhaps couple of years face-to-face, but lots of different options on club meetings, but on an average about twice a month.
Okay, so it's not very intrusive on your life. What types of causes does Lions International help at branch level? You may have already mentioned that.
Well, one of the ones that we do at our branch level, in 1925, Helen Keller, who was herself blind, challenged Lions to be Knights of the Blind, and that's preventing blindness. Curing river blindness is a worldwide project. But at a branch level, we have our low vision clinic. We collect used reading glasses for recycling, which we can then give out to third world countries. We do a Lions Eye Health program. And, of course, there's diabetes prevention and treatment. And people in the community here, we have a couple of Lions hearing dogs and Lions medical research. So there's a lot happening at branch level. And, of course, your other little community projects that you get asked to help on, from kindergartens or other sort of organisations in the local community.
Is the help given restricted to the local area? Can a club make a difference anywhere else?
Help is not restricted to any one area. We can help anywhere and anyone in the world, even from our own little town here in Townsville. We can help at district level, state, national, international. And how we do that is that with natural disasters, both at home and overseas, we get lots of help from Lions Clubs International. They donate to us. We had a lot of money came through from Lions Clubs International to help us restore Cardwell and outlying areas after Cyclone Yasi, and also came from our own Australian Lions Foundation. The same help was provided for the Queensland floods. We are currently helping with bushfires in Western Australia and South Australia. Money is coming in from overseas for that. We had an earthquake in Newcastle. I mean, there are lots of places that we can donate to, not only here in clubs. So, yes, any club can make a difference anywhere in the world.
I see. That's very reassuring and noble that you can make a difference to a lot of people in a lot of different places. What is the size of the work done? I believe there are some very big foundations that are being worked on at the state and national level. Can you explain a bit more about that?
Certainly, Anne. We have some wonderful projects happening at the moment. We have Lions Medical Research Foundation, and that foundation is owned by all the Lions Club members in Queensland and northern New South Wales. We currently fund three researchers for usually a 3 to 4 year period. And Professor Ian Fraser was one of our early researchers, and he went on to promote and discover the vaccine for cervical cancer. So that was a wonderful thing for us. We also have the Australian Alliance Childhood Cancer and Cord Blood Foundation. That's a research once again funded by Lions, and we are looking for a cure for childhood cancer. And of course, very important in this day and age is the Australian Drug Awareness Foundation. We have these lovely names called ALDAF, but that program we like to put into schools. It's to promote drug awareness and education. We have the Australian Lions Children's Mobility Foundation, that's working with children with cerebral palsy, and our own club here, we have a member who's particularly involved in that field, and that's just so encouraging for us to see happening there. And the other one that we have, which is fairly new, but unfortunately I think a lot of us are sort of heading down that way with family members, is the Lyme's McCusker Alzheimer's Awareness Foundation. And that's funded by Lyme's to show the awareness of the disease to families, to the general public, and to bring that more into the fold of what we can do to help. And the one that we have that sort of is ALF, which is the Australian Lyme's Foundation. That's a foundation that Lyme's donate to, and that enables local clubs to apply for grants. So if we're doing a project in our own community, if we want to build a playground, we can sort of raise half of the money, and Australian Lions Foundation will give us a grant to finish that project off. So these are just a few of our wonderful foundations. The lists go on, but these are very close to my heart and things that I think all of us are working with at the current time.
It's just amazing the sheer number of projects that the Lions International are involved in. You must be very proud of your involvement.
I am. And, of course, as I said, the list goes on for pages, but, yes, it's a very great place for us all at the moment with what's happening with all our foundations.
That must be very rewarding for you. As a member, I believe you are quite active in different aspects of Lions clubs. What roles have you had with the club?
Well, in my own Lions club, I've held all positions except treasurer. I don't know why I don't go down that track, but I've had all other roles there. I'm currently president and secretary of the Townsville Lioness Club. I'm also a director of the Lions Medical Research Foundation. At a district level, I'm the Miss Popularity Quest chairman, which is a very rewarding one. And I'm a past district governor. I was district governor for our Lyons district of 201Q2 in 2007 and 2008, and my own Lyons club were very supportive of me for that year.
Is that district takes in North Queensland?
It does, Anne. Our district of 201Q2, the district is from Serena, south of Mackay, up the coast, furthest club up the coast is Cooktown. We go across to Corumba in the Gulf, out west to Mount Isa, and also Papua New Guinea is part of our own district. So it's quite a large district, and lots of different areas like the coastal and the drought. So we've got a lot of areas that are affected quite differently in Q2, as in all districts of Queensland. We have four districts that make up the state of Queensland.
Right. And when you were district governor, I suppose you travelled a lot. Did you go to all of the clubs in the district?
I did. If I didn't visit each club individually, I met with a couple of clubs. They had a combined dinner meeting. In that year, I did 45,000 kilometres. I was working full-time, but my bosses were very good in giving me some extra holidays so that when I did the Western run, I could take a week off, a bit like a Thelma and Louise trip. It was amazing. It's just incredible when you get out there and see the hands-on work that Lions clubs are doing in their own little areas. It just makes you so proud, not only to be part of Lions, but to be able to go and visit and to see that the hard work and the happy smiles of the reciprocants that you get for that reward.
You mentioned the Miss Popularity Quest. Is that a continuing project for you?
Yes, that runs annually from the end of the conventions, which are usually the months of October or November. This year it was November, and it was October. Next year it'll be November. So whenever the sponsoring club are finishing their quest, and it runs through then until the following year for their convention. And that's a role that's given to me by the district governor of the day. So I've been doing this role now for about 5 years, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
And what do the young girls get out of it, do you think?
I think they get an awareness of what being a volunteer is, with their, you know, working with their own sponsoring Lions Club. I think it gives them the opportunity to grow. And for some of the girls who are quite shy and reserved, it's interesting to see them at the beginning of the quest, and then when they get up there for the judging at the convention, it's just amazing to see the change in them. And I think when you speak to them, they've really enjoyed the time that they've put into that. And, of course, there's always a little incentive prize for their fundraising, but that's sort of not why they enter. I think they enter because they want to make a difference. And they pick a charity of what they're, of, you know, who they would like to work for. And so I think it just opens their eyes to what's out there in our community.
Sounds very rewarding. What other projects are you working on now or working towards?
All right. Well, at the moment, of course, all our clubs are starting to go into recess till January. But as I said, I've just spoken a little bit about the Miss Popularity Quest. But I'm working on, as a director of Lions Medical Research, we've just had our AGM in Brisbane a couple of weeks ago, and so now we're working on putting our strategic plan, our budget and our fundraising for Lions Medical Research together now for 2016, because, as I said, we need to raise money to fund our researchers. And that's $100,000 a year per researcher. So we're looking at least 300 plus thousand that we need to sort of look into our budget to do that. I'm also working with my own Lions Club and a local church. There's some people on the island of Kiribati, but they have a high incidence of diabetes, and we're trying to work with them to combat this disease. And in 2018, we're having our Australian Lions Convention here in Townsville, and I'm the multiple district convention chairman for that. So in the past month or so, I've been pretty busy with my hardworking committee. We've met with the mayor and other local community leaders, just organising some at ground level stuff for the upcoming multiple district convention.
Oh.
So I've been pretty busy the past sort of 6 weeks or so.
Right. That will be busy. And just typically, how many attend a multiple district convention?
Well, on an average, between 1,200 and 1,500 people. Mm. But in 2004, I was on the committee when we had our national convention in Cairns, and we were blown away by the number that we had, 2,200 people there. So it was just one of the bigger ones that we've had in a long time. And we're hoping that we can showcase Townsville to at least 1,500 conventioners and their families. So that'll be quite exciting for us all here in Townsville.
Yes, very exciting. It sounds like it's obviously very rewarding for you. What do you get out of it personally, do you think?
Personally, I get the personal satisfaction, and you know that warm, fuzzy feeling that one gets when we find a cure for a type of childhood cancer. Or we can provide a walker, which we have a David Hart walker, but there are many other walkers, a standing frame for a cerebral palsy child. Because we have a slogan that says, every child has the right to walk with pride. So to me, when you see them getting up and walking in their walkers, that you can't sort of give away that feeling. children can have their cochlear ear implants, and that was one of the very early research ones that Lyons did, and when they hear for the first time. And just being able to go into our community and just help the less fortunate and disadvantaged is what sort of makes it all the more rewarding, because it's great to look and see these people who are down and out, that we can give them back some of their self-confidence and, of course, their dignity, and everybody deserves that.
It's very, very rewarding. That's certainly, I can see that, hear the passion in your voice. And so what else would you get out of being a member of Lyons? Can you explain that a little bit more?
All right. Well, the other thing I get out of it is I get to meet people. I've made some wonderful lifelong friends, and they become part of our own extended family. My children have grown up since about the age of two with, you know, being Lyons has been part of their life. And I guess it's great to have a peace of mind in knowing that when we see a need in the community, that we are able to go out and assist them. So there's nothing more fulfilling than being able to do that.
Yes, I believe that when you help someone, you get a lot more out of it than if you don't help someone personally.
That's true. That's exactly right.
Do you have a message out there to anyone who wants to fill their time? How much time would they need to give to joining a club and being part of a Lyons International Club?
Certainly, Anne. Being a member of a Lyons Club is for anyone that wants to get out there to meet people. If you want to make new friends, it gives you the opportunity for sharing and caring to help those in need. And for time, that's completely an individual thing. A lot of people have spare time on their hands that they want to do things with. Others can only spare maybe an hour a month. But any time that they can spare would be great for them and for a great organisation. And we have a motto in Lyons is that family comes first. Regardless of anything else, you have your family. And then, of course, work for those that are still at that stage of their life. And then what spare time that you have left after all of that, then that's what they can commit to community service. So no time is too little. And, of course, we have some very hard-working Lyons that spend a lot of their weeks with helping the others.
Okay, so is it for everyone? Who should join?
It's for everyone that wants to be a member of a service club or Lyons. It's as I said, for those people looking to fill in spare time and helping others. It's for people in business, it's great for networking. It just gets you involved in your local community. As I said, anyone that wants to make a difference can join. People that don't want to join but still want to give back to their community if they don't feel that they have the time or the necessary skills to join a service club, if they're in business, they can help local clubs with corporate sponsorships and donations. So we say, is it for everyone? Well, it is, but not everyone needs to actually be a member where they go to meetings. But that doesn't exclude you from helping others as well.
Okay. Well, that's very good to know that business people can be involved as well. Do you enjoy what you do? I suppose that goes without saying.
Yes, I really can't sort of speak highly enough of it, being a member for such a long time. It's just given me such a, you know, it's fun. It's given me another added interest. And, of course, it's a commitment that I've made. And it's been great because when you travel through our local community throughout Australia and overseas, there's always people that you've met and you can renew old friendships.
Okay, so has your life changed by being a member of the Lyons Club?
It certainly has. It's been another avenue where I can be passionate about what I love to do when I'm not with my family, my friends and my grandchildren. It's also been a great opportunity for me to grow. And as I said earlier, I have met and made some wonderful lifelong friends that are part of our extended family, and life to me has just put a whole new balance out there, because I have been so fortunate in my own life that I'm happy that I'm able to assist others and perhaps bring a little bit of joy and help them wherever it's possible.
Sounds truly wonderful. So is this your greatest passion in life? Or
no, it's not my greatest passion in life, but it's up there at the top with the others. The other passions, of course, are spending time with my husband, our sons and their partners and our 9 grandchildren. And I said the passion of having the opportunity to serve as a volunteer in the Family of Lions certainly is up there top of the list with the other things that I like to do.
Okay. So just to finish off, if you've got any spare time, what else do you do?
So you mean when I'm not volunteering and out
there?
Yes. Okay, well, as I said earlier on the beginning of the interview, we have an old sailing yacht, so my husband and I love to go sailing, and we have family and friends that like to join us for their short holiday trips. I love to read. Sewing, I love to sew. Travel has been a great passion of both my husband and myself.
Oh, that's right. You went to the Gallipoli celebration this year, was that right?
We did. We did a 5-week cruise from Fremantle following the route that the troop ship took from World War One, and stopped off in all the places that our World War One troops stopped off on their way to Gallipoli. That was such a moving experience. I mean, just can't put into words the feeling that when you get there and you see what our soldiers did to keep Australia free, it just blows my mind. But yes, no, we had a wonderful trip. It was just great.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your valuable insights. It's always a pleasure spending time with you. Now, I know my listeners will want to know more, so how can they find out more about becoming a member of Lions International?
All right, well, we can go to the local Lions website. The local Lions website is 201q2lions.org.au, just all lowercase, or you can go to mdlions.org.au. Any of those will bring up your information that you want to. Or if you're ever out and about and you see our Lions, you know, great for our sausage sizzles or helping out at other places, just go up and ask any member wearing a Lions shirt and say, can you give me some more information? So that's sort of some of the opportunities that you can do on there.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.